Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon. This is John Burroughs with Finance of America, your host today for this session of Your Financial Fitness. And I am very happy and pleased to have as our leading lady today, our guest on air with us, Mina Cooper, who is the owner of Madison Tax Solution, amongst other things. Mina is a trust realtor, tax specialist, and has expertise in a number of different arenas that at some point in time either has crossed our financial paths or certainly will. So without any further ado, I want to say hello and welcome Mina Cooper to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on the show. I've been looking forward all week to this and sharing my story with other women and people that want to know more about how to do it all. Certainly.
Well, I've got to tell you, and for our listeners, Mina and I just met for the first time via a phone and email introduction just a few short weeks ago. And our first call together and talking about this opportunity to share your expertise, I think we wanted to speak for a few minutes. I think we talked for over an hour the first time. So Keeping on track for a mere half hour is going to be a challenge, but we'll see if we can, you know, get to it here. So I do know, I have looked at your website, Madison Tax Solutions. I was very impressed with what I saw, the professionalism. And I just really, for our listeners, get a little bit of history. How did you come, because you're very diverse, explain to our listeners, just give us the Reader's Digest version, what exactly you do professionally, you do own your company, and how you got from your basic roots and gravitated to this line of work.
As a child of immigrant parents, that was a little challenging, but also has made me who I am today, because people who are first-generation American, knowing that you have to grow up a little faster because you have to help your parents understand what to do. So it being your first language, being English, you have the opportunity at a young age to lead the way. And so if you have the insight of seeing what the future brings and knowing that what's available and sharing it and being a teacher at a young age, I think that you educate yourself out of need. And, I was 10 years old, and I remember telling my parents, you know, I think this is a great real estate transaction. I mean, I didn't know, you know, my parents were like, well, what is she talking about? But, we're buying the properties, and I was always talking about those things. So I was always a little businesswoman. And coming from New York 19 years ago, moving to Los Angeles, I came to New York. I had sold a business in the medical billing arena at a young age. And then I came to California and decided I really loved it. And I ended up in the wholesale lending business. And through that, I ended up in the tax business. I never thought that I would be in the tax business. But I did meet people along the way that brought me into that world, and I realized how fulfilling it was to help people because it's such a serious matter. And through the years, I had opened up my own tax firm, having tax professionals working for me and helping people in divorce or trust and probate matters or people that can't afford to maintain their tax payments or need to get compliant or opening up a business and want to be compliant without getting into trouble. So all those things, everything to do with tax throughout the United States. And, along with the trust and probate real estate, at times people drop the ball because, you know, they may be elderly and they have a business and they don't maintain their tax matters. And so we come in and clean it up and make sure that the heirs get, you know, the deductions that are needed to make the trust more profitable instead of not dealing with all those things. Mm-hmm.
Really? Now, one of the things I noticed, you said you came from New York. I do not detect one hint of accent in your voice at all.
Give me a couple of drinks. I'm only kidding.
Does the Brooklyn creep out of you?
Yeah, I'm
That's
a New Yorker.
Funny.
You can hear it. You hang out with me long enough, you'll know.
Interesting.
Certainly.
Well, that's
I grew up in Brooklyn, so it's I mean, being out here 19 years, I've learned how to tone it down a little bit. But certainly, you can take me out of New York, but you can't take New York out of me. So
yeah,
it's there for sure.
Well,
for sure.
I have a grown stepdaughter that lives in Manhattan right now too.
Oh,
so,
you mentioned that.
Yeah, she's born and raised in California, and yet now I still hear a little bit of hers as it seeped in. She's been there quite a while. So,
that's great.
That's interesting. I like the background that you basically were born into the business, or you started as a very young child and just gravitated towards what you love to do. Now, in looking at your website, I said MadisonTaxSolutions.com. You do specialize, as you said, with dealing with probate and or, you know, trust situations and with divorce situations. I, too, as a lender, as a mortgage banker, have certification or expertise in those two areas as well. And so I know the complications and the ins and outs of how those issues can affect individual, particularly when there's real estate involved. Because let's face it, they're very similar and they both address losses in your life, whether by death or divorce. So focus in a little bit on that, if you would, please. That what makes that kind of a practice different from your everyday realtor and broker?
Well, I mean, you know, having dissolutions of relationships is always emotional, regardless whether, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, we take divorce, for instance. It's community property state, and what's mine is yours and yours is mine. And, you know, we dove into innocent spouse matters where, you know, depending, you know, it was a big issue. People didn't know. It doesn't matter what the divorce decree says, right? The agencies, IRS, state, EDD, they don't care, okay? They're going to come after, whoever. You can show them the divorce decree all you want. But at the end of the day, we noticed and realized that innocent spouse is a big issue, and there are times that people are bullied into doing certain things, and they should not be responsible for the tax debt, potentially, depending on the situation. So we found out that that was the only way to alleviate the tax debt from someone who was not a party to it, other than being married to the person. So we've helped many, many people get relieved, or sometimes innocent spouse isn't an option, and we may, you know, hope that the with their family attorneys, we work together to come to a resolution of either a lower amount of money owed for unforeseen circumstances and work through a settlement so that it doesn't haunt them the rest of their lives.
Right, and I have seen, you brought up that term, innocent spouse. I've seen that come into play more and more often just in the last few years. Has that been a shift? And, of course, we're focused primarily in California law here, but I'm sure it's the same in many places. Has that been a shift that's just been in the last few years? Because I've seen it becoming more and more prevalent. Describe how that dynamic works, if you would.
They were having a harder time accepting that and having it really be successful, right? And in the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years, they've adapted more. When I say they, the agencies have adapted more to know that this is a very valid possibility and very valid reason, whether there was domestic violence involved or whatever the person was doing that had to stay in the marriage and couldn't leave and had to go forward, or they were, you know, e-signing things and people were not aware of it. So, you know, usually we find, you know, if we're able to find, put together the proper, you know, story for the agencies of the events that happened, it could be successful.
Interesting here. One of the other areas that you talk about is the tax preparation. And when you're dealing with the divorce situation, I'm sure you run across situations that are incredibly hostile and then ones that are just amicable when they make a split in a divorce situation. And, of course, tax implications can come into play in a big way, as we both know. But how you have to be, I would assume, almost counselor or, you know, family counselor in your role. How do you deal or cope with when you've got that ugly divorce, which everybody, of course, hears about?
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, they each have either a mediator or a family attorney involved. And if they don't want to be compliant, they know that if they don't do anything, they're both in it, right, regardless of whose fault it is. They both have to come to terms with the fact that this has to be something done. So depending on the spouse, that's being maybe a little more difficult. That's either, you know, could have a higher knowledge of what needs to be done, but doesn't want to do it for whatever reason. Then, you know, the family attorneys have to collaborate with us to think of ways we can shift the way they feel. Sometimes there are situations that we can talk about to the spouse being more difficult that could happen that may not be favorable to them. And they may come to the table at that point to talk
Indeed.
About things. And then sometimes this leans on the home too, right? So that's doesn't stop there. You know, you want to sell the house and then you can't, and then you don't want to live together and there are kids and emotional, and you know, so we can come in and handle everything other than traditional real estate matters. But and there's a also dealing with people that are in the public eye, and there's a confidentiality that we offer people, which is a big thing. I feel nobody wants everybody to know what's going on unless they want to tell them. So we're really good about that. We're a concierge service for all of this, divorce, inherited properties, whether it may go to probate or go to mediation and different options that these people have, handling Ventura County, Santa Barbara County to San Diego County.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know that you have written two books on the subject here. One is Tips on Selling an Inherited Property, and the other one is based upon the divorce part of the equation. Can you give me a little bit of background on those books?
Yeah.
When you wrote those and the names of them, so
yeah.
People might have
they
some
were,
interest.
They were within the last year. And, you know, I'd be happy to give away a few copies. But it gives you a rule of thumb on what to expect. I think that before anyone goes into any situation, if possible, to prepare yourself, because knowledge is key, as we all know. If you have knowledge, you have a lot. And you can't undo been done if you don't have the knowledge. So educating yourself. We go into selling techniques and things that may be an issue, whether it's divorce or inherited properties, and what the process is when someone passes away that you really never thought about. You kind of thought about it, but you never did. Because how many celebrities pass away, they don't have an estate, a will, a trust, nothing. Has passed away, maybe it is a napkin somewhere, you know, in the chair, and nobody really knows, and they start fighting, and then there it goes. You know, I really urge everyone, you know, I have close relationships with estate attorneys to update or get one, a will, a trust, something that spells out what your wishes are. And, again, there are blended marriages, people that have second marriages, and then they have to update these trusts, and people don't want to deal with it because it's not a pleasant thing, and then it may open up a can of worms with the other parts of the family, but better to deal with it than not. I was just talking to someone in Connecticut, actually, that it's her second marriage, and her husband's family is having this issue with the husband's father passed away, and the mother, who is elderly, and there's a brother and sister living in the house, and nobody knows what's going to happen. So I said, well, instead of nobody willing to talk about it, someone should really talk about it. Because if not, the court's going to talk about it, and it's going to be very expensive.
Well, and of course, the importance of having a trust, we all know. Me being in the industry myself, and right now, without exaggeration, I'm dealing with 8 different transactions that all have to do with death in the family. Most of them, knock on wood, most people will have a trust done. We cannot, and I know you'll mirror my suggestions. You basically, the smartest thing you can do is get these things handled ahead of time. But
right.
when you don't is when the can of worms opens up, and mm-hmm. I'm dealing with one right now,
yeah.
7 to 8 years after
yeah.
the passing.
Yeah.
And it is a train wreck in the process.
Mm-hmm. And make sure somebody has a copy. An attorney friend, somebody that is a trusted advisor of yours has a copy of this trust, because no one has a copy. Well, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's all
you're
fine
starting
good.
From scratch. So
you know,
I'm happy to say
you have no proof.
Yeah, I'm happy to say in my family it's all an open book, but we made it that way because my father was a past realtor, me being in the industry, of course,
mm-hmm.
they were very communicative, but I can't tell you how many people do not address that.
Right.
So you've got your hands
I mean, it's
full.
It's work, especially, you know, it's not, you know, people rather be doing other things. Yeah. Doing their usual
sure.
thing, and then to go open all of this up, but it's certainly well worth it. Probate is very
well,
expensive.
Well, you are the broker of your real estate firm, correct?
Well, I'm a broker in New York City. I am
mm-hmm.
with Keller Williams in California, so I'm an agent in California, and I'm a broker in New York, and I which has reciprocity with Colorado, Arkansas, and a few other states in Connecticut. So I'm able to do transactions there as well. Mm-hmm.
So in your tax firm here, of course, that's full-time doing tax preparation, but you also deal with offers and compromise, correct?
Yes, we help potentially reduce the amount of money people owe, depending on the situation. Mm-hmm.
So on top of that, let's see, you've got a full-time tax for you're dealing with things of a real estate nature, and you also have 7-year-old twins, correct?
I do. They
so
just turned
what
seven.
What do you do in your spare time?
I sleep. I go online. I think about more fun things to make happen, more creative ways to connect with great people, you know, especially in this energy of COVID. I try to encapsulate people that I'm with and my friends and make it fun, as fun as it could be. And to move forward, because this is also a time to reinvent yourself. You know, also I want to mention I film with a national TV show, and we just started filming again. So if someone, and you can call me later if you want to know more. I film with a national TV show. I'm a realtor, and when someone's buying a property and I represent you, we could potentially be on the show together. And it's great PR for individuals who want PR, because one day is about the buyers. And we can go more into detail without giving the whole bag away.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm really
absolutely.
Excited. We just opened filming again. So if you're wanting to buy a house and be on the show and let me know, it's a lot of fun.
So we're going to drill down deeper on this one. So this is, you're filming HGTV House Hunter show, right?
Yes.
So tell me about that whole experience. I mean, how did you stumble into that? How did that happen? And
well,
really,
it was an accident.
Give us some
like
details.
Every things in my life. You know, it was an
all
accident.
Right.
You know, I was on the show in 2017 and aired on 2018, and they just started filming again. You know, things were on lockdown. So looking forward to, you know, finding my next potential buyers that want to be on the show. It's you know, people could do what they want with it. It's one of the bucket list things to do. You know, I can have a viewing party, and again, it's fun, right? Some people, you know, want it fun.
So,
whatever you want to do with it, it's something that you could say you did.
So I'm a new buyer. I'm
mm-hmm,
a young couple,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going out to buy my first home or a move-up home. All right, so I'm your customer, and just tell me, okay, John, you're my buyers, and you want to do this endeavor, HGTV House Hunter Show. Walk me through it. What's the conversation you're having with me? Because I know absolutely nothing about the process.
Well, you have to, you know, the TV part sounds fun. Yeah, I mean, it's more detailed, but long and short of things, there was an interview process with the show, the production company, and they're looking for regular people that have some personality, and you know, we can talk more about that because that's more involved, and I don't want to get into it right now. But if someone's interested, please do reach out to me because it's more of an involved conversation.
Gotcha. So they're
yeah.
coming out, and you're basically going through the house hunting process with them, and it's
yeah.
being filmed, and then it's aired
well,
at a later
filmed,
time.
So. Yeah, it's yeah, exactly.
Interesting. So I know
yeah.
you also have quite a bit of experience in the radio, just like this interview today. And again,
yeah.
Oh, before I forget, let me stop and
yeah.
ask you. People are going to want to reach out to you. I'm sure this is going to stimulate some interest on a number of levels.
Sure.
Please share
sure.
with us what would be the best method for folks to get in contact with you after the fact, email, website, or whatever
so, yeah, so
you wish to share.
The easiest way to retain the information is my phone number. You can text me. You can call me. 310-345-8500. Again, 310-345-8500. My website is, my tax website is Madison Tax Solutions, and my real estate website is listed by Mina Cooper. But again, text me for the information because I know it's a lot to retain. It's Friday, and it's been a long week. So, again, the best way to text me, I'll send it out to you, 310-345-8500. That's the easiest way to communicate right now. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from all of you.
And in case you're jotting these notes down, Mina is spelled M-I-N-A, and Cooper is K-U-P-E-R. So Mina Cooper.
Yes.
And then now we know how to get a hold of you. Tell me about your radio experience
oh, yeah,
there. I
yes,
know
really,
you host
really
a radio
excited.
Show, correct?
Yes, I'm hosting radio show. It's an area that's one of your shows. And real estate, trust, probate, divorce, and more. We're going to have professionals on the show as well because a lot of people are facing different situations, especially now. They're being more introspective about things, having to deal with things. It's a one-hour show. It airs every Tuesday at 2 p.m. It's KHTS Radio. It's a hometown station. It's 98.1 FM, 1220 AM. And if you're not in the areas that it airs, you can go to KHTS Hometown Station on Facebook, because it also streams live on Facebook while we're on the radio. So everybody can tune in no matter where you are. That's K as in Kite, H as in Harry, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, .com radio, Hometown Station. And it's really exciting to be able to share this knowledge and knowledge of other professionals so that people have a path or an idea of what to follow so that they are not in a state of panic when things do happen. And, you know, ultimately everybody will be faced with some kind of departure of some sort. So even if you just want to know, because you want to know, and be information for friends and family, you know, reach out to me. I'd love to share. I'd love to educate what I know and what I've learned from other professionals in the field and attorneys and people like John, what's possible in real estate and mortgage, refinancing and out, buying out potential other heirs. And there's a step-up program. There's so much. And I know John knows a lot of this because he's in it and thick of it as well. So it is a wealth of information of what the possibilities are.
Absolutely. And I remember having been in the thick of it, not just professionally, but you made a comment earlier, what's mine and mine was yours. Well, I was in the situation last time that went around. The other side of it was mine is mine, and what yours is mine, too. And then some.
Yeah, that's what the old saying is.
So that's one thing you want to avoid, take it from somebody who's been down that road before. But,
yeah.
You know, so all that being said, so you also been interviewed on other shows as well, I believe. You are an expert, subject matter expert on K-Earth 101 radio.
K-Earth 101 FM radio. I was interviewed there every week in July, I believe, and I can shoot you out the audio of that when all of this was happening, because, lo and behold, the market was the best it's ever been in a long time.
And yeah,
people
were
80% interest rates, and people were just like, it was like they were giving things away. There were 10 offers on properties, you know. It was great, and it's still great. If you're a W-2 wage earner, and you know, I'm actually first-time home buyers, and even if you're not a first-time home buyer, I potentially can get $5,000 in buyer's credits or seller's credits in closing, in escrow. So John can tell you more how that works also, and if you want, you can reach out to me, or you actually get money from me, but legally through escrow.
Yes, legally.
So,
we're going to,
know,
stress that legal part.
So if you wanted to give it away to charity, to a cause of yours that you really feel you love, then we'll do that. But I'm putting it out there because my why is about helping people and people and animals and children and, you know, whoever doesn't have a voice, right?
Yeah.
So that's my wish and my path.
And that really kind of dovetails in with what Finance of America does with my partners, Rebecca, and my boss, Taylor. You know, we have a similar thing for CWI members that if they're not
mm-hmm.
aware of it, this is very much right down the exact same path of what we do. So
right.
there's a real membership benefit, you know,
yeah.
and or just anybody for that matter listening too. So that's all good and greatly appreciated,
yeah,
particularly for people
who
don't have the money.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know what, you get couples or singles who want to buy and they're just, they have that money down, but they're just a little short. They can't kind of get the last few thousand for closing, right? And it's like, what do we do now, right? So I'm here
yeah,
to save the day.
Yeah, where do we squeeze those extra little pennies?
Yeah, I'm creative also. We can ask the sellers for a little credit. We can work things out.
Wow, this time is flying here today, Mina. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
We could talk for hours, right, John?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're in the same biz. We could do this all day long.
Yes.
We've got a little, just about 4 minutes left to our show, so
okay.
What I'd like to do really is ask you, really simple, what do you like and love most about your work?
Helping people. I love putting smiles on people's faces. I love when I get on the phone with them and they're not in a good place. And they tell me that after they've been on the phone with me, their whole world changed. They can sleep tonight. And that to me speaks volume. That to me is just, if I can do that once a day, once a week, whatever, you know, that's just amazing. Because putting people at ease is what's my why. You know, that's what I like.
And, you know, you're a Simon Sinek fan, I believe, correct? I'm guessing so. The author and speaker. My why is because, well, I'm going to let you tell people exactly what your why is. I have it in front of me, but I don't want to take you out of context here. So what is your why?
You can go ahead. Well, my why,
all right.
You know,
well, if I'm going to speak then for Mia, and it's and her why is, my why
John
is because
Burroughs,
I can.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
My why is because you and I are probably irreverent about, I think, I can't wait to have a glass of wine with you someday.
Uh-huh. How fun. You can.
My why is because I can help my favorite causes, children and animals. They don't have a voice, and I do.
Yes.
That's a
and
wonderful
that is so
why.
True. It
wonderful
is, and it's my world. That's my hobby. What do I do when I'm not taking care of my kids? I'm sharing pictures of animals that need a home, whether they need to be taken out of another country. And, you know, I will leave money at that veterinarian's offices from when the opportunity has presented itself for people that have animals, family pets that have been ill and cannot afford health care. So instead of telling your little children you have to put your dog down or your cat down, there may be an opportunity here to get them the treatment so, you know, you don't have to do that.
Okay, as we're winding down to our last minute or so here, I would like one more time give you the opportunity to put your name out there, your contact information again one more time.
Yes, it's Mina, M as in Mary, I as in Ice, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, Cooper, Kuper. And my phone number and my text number, my best reach number, anything you want to do with that number, 310-345-8500. Again, 310-345-8500. I'd love to talk to you. If your friend, a friend needs help or whatever, please reach out to me. I'd love to share whatever I can with you.
Excellent. All right, and I'll put you on the spot. In 30 seconds or less, your brilliant words of wisdom departing today's show, which went by way too fast.
Life goes too short, and don't let it go too fast. Be in the moment, and inhale, and love everyone who you love, and tell them you love them. Because those, and give people hugs. And not, you know, people that you don't know that well. It's not a good thing. But, you know, right now in the COVID, you know, I still hug here and there. But you know, just tell your family you love them, and people you have grudges with or you don't like, make peace with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's so important.
Thank you very much. Great words of wisdom. Well, as we're winding down, that's pretty much our show for today here, folks. And
thank you,
I would like to again thank our leading lady, Mina Cooper. You have her contact information. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S.
Yes.
and international. We are
yes.
an international show. So we'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show, Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. And it's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening, and have a great week. From John Burroughs at Finance of America, in your financial fitness.
Thank you so, so much, John. And everyone, I look forward to hearing from you and from your friends.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.